This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It went by pretty quick, but you might have picked up on the president saying there that immigration reform would add $1.4 trillion with a T dollars to economic growth, an increase in GDP of that amount, in other words. It's a big number, a very big number, which deserves a second look. Kate Davidson has.
Believe it or not, there are two $1.4 trillion figures the White House has mentioned when it comes to immigration reform, and they mean different things. At the heart of both is the idea that with citizenship comes higher wages.
We found that citizens earn between 50% and two-thirds more than non-citizens.
Madeline Sumption is with the Migration Policy Institute.
Most of that is explained by the fact that citizens are more educated and they speak better English and they've been in the country for longer.
But she says once you control for those factors, citizens still get a 5% wage boost or more. More wages means more spending, more tax revenue. The Center for American Progress added up the ripple effect of that and got $1.4 trillion in GDP growth over 10 years. Patrick Oakford co-wrote that report.
The $1.4 trillion in our report was more of a hypothetical saying, what if they got legal status and citizenship right away?
But of course, there is no overnight citizenship here. The Congressional Budget Office scored the Senate's actual bill with its longer path and came up with about $1.4 trillion in growth over 20 years. Manuel Pastor directs the Center for the Study of Immigrant Integration at the University of Southern California.
The numbers, the $1.4 trillion, look very much the same. But the difference is that one is scoring the actual legislation and the other is a thought exercise.
The CBO looked at comprehensive immigration reform, which is about more than just the wage effect of citizenship. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.